Well, I plan on first off testing well. First off interviewing well. I think that's the biggest thing this week. Getting an opportunity to be in front of the GMs, the presidents, the coaches, and getting an opportunity to talk football with those guys and show, you know, my intellect as far as football and the things I learned in college. But also to go out here and perform on the field on Sunday, test well, time. I'll have all my times and hit what I want to hit, and then also throw the ball great too. Say it again, sir. I'm sorry. I think I proved that I'm consistent in my reads, first off. I'm also consistent with my accuracy. I think I was fairly accurate throughout the whole week, not just in the game. I was happy I got the MVP, but at the same time, I thought I had a great week overall, you know, starting from Monday all the way up until Friday. So as far as the practices, because I knew that was a really important part of it, you know, all the scouts were watching us, you know, during the day. So I thought I, you know, strategically knocked out each and every day, and I was happy with my performance. I think it's going to benefit me greatly. First off, to show the scouts and the GMs that I can, you know, perform in front of a, you know, a crowd like that. You know, it's a lot of hype going into the week, and I don't think it didn't overtake me. I think, you know, if anything, I thrive in that opportunity. I thrive throughout the competition, and you know, that's what I wanted to come here and do as well, compete. You know, there's the best quarterbacks in the class right now here at the combine, and I think everybody's throwing for the most part. So it's a great opportunity to show what I can do, and then also to compete too. I can't really say anything specific. They didn't really nitpick me as far as what I needed to work on. I think for the most part, they said I was doing a great job. They said I had a great week. Gave me a lot of confidence moving forward, coming to this opportunity here at the Combine. So I can't really say that it was anything particular that they said I needed to work on. I would say leadership. Secondly, I would say winning. And third, I would say, you know, I just make plays, a playmaker. And I think I made great decisions in college. I had a great passing percentage or quarterback rating, whatever you want to call it. I really wasn't big on my statistics. I just wanted to win the game, to be honest. So I think those are my three, you know, best tools moving forward to the NFL.
Right. But how much fun is this performing
at Oh, yeah. I mean, this is something I've been watching on TV since it's been on NFL Network, since I had the channel at home. So, you know, it's a great opportunity to be here, to get the gear from Under Armour. It's just everything's kind of surreal right now, but I'm definitely living in the moment, taking advantage of it, and I'm enjoying it. My ranking at the time versus NC State?
The team's ranking.
Right. It stuck with me for probably, you know, a few hours after the game. I knew we had, I think, 8 more games after that game. And obviously, you know, it wasn't a great feeling. You know, I was pretty embarrassed, first off, as a quarterback. And but I understood that you have to move forward. You know, you have a lot more games to play. Things like that happen. I didn't want it to happen, obviously. We thought we had a team that could win the national championship or at least get to it. But you got to move forward, and I think that's just a part of my team's perseverance as well as mine. You know, my own, you know, as a quarterback, you knew you had to go back to practice, and then we moved forward and had a great game the next week.
Some guys played in a traditional pro-style offense in college. Everyone played these pass happy, run offense. How does that help you going into the pros?
It helps me a great deal. I did a lot of drop-back passing. It wasn't like I was in the gun the whole time during the game, so I was able to take a under-center snap. I knew how to do a cadence and things like that. We didn't do a silent count at Florida State, so I think a lot of the small things that get overlooked, you know, I could tell it was a difference when we got to the Senior Bowl. A lot of the stuff that Coach Linehan taught us, you know, I already knew, you know, and I thought Coach Fisher and Coach Craig did a great job preparing me for that kind of situation, and that's why I think I had success.
Could you run the re-option?
Most definitely. I did a little bit of it at Florida State. You know, Coach Fisher would wrinkle it in whenever he felt like a team, you know, we would be good against the team doing that, so it wasn't like we did it the whole time, but I know I can do it. Right. I definitely feel like I'm the best quarterback in this class, and I'm very confident in my abilities, and that's, you know, no disrespect to anybody else, but that's just how I feel. I think all the guys feel the same way, but I definitely feel like I can be the best quarterback coming out this week, and that's why I was excited about the combine. Like I said, it's another opportunity to present my skills to the world, also with all these GMs and all the decision makers being here, so I'm looking forward to Sunday.
How many
Well, starting Little League, I'm sure I have the same story as a lot of guys, but back when everybody had an opportunity to play quarterback, some guys weren't getting it done, and I happened to be getting it done at the time, so I think it just stuck for me. And I also think my personality kind of fits the quarterback mold as far as the leadership, just having the persona to, you know, kind of get your teammates to come up and play at a higher level. I think that was something that Coach Fisher always complimented me about, getting my teammates to play at a higher level. I play a quarterback since I've been playing football, so 6-7 years old.
Louisiana Tech tackle, podium A. Oscar Johnson, podium A.
Quarterbacks come here in two snaps in a row.
Right.
What went into your decision to process?
Well, to me, I don't have anything to hide. I think, you know, first off, it's a competition. You know, I think it's the best opportunity to come out and present your skills. You have everybody that you want. You know, if you want people to see you, this is the best opportunity to do it. I think it was Ozzie Newsome who spoke to us yesterday, and he said this is the best stage as far as this whole process to have everybody out here to see what you can do. So I think that was the main reason for me choosing to throw this weekend. Right. I can't hear you, sir. I'm sorry. Right. I think simply because I would be more than prepared and more than willing to go out and lead the team. You know, I led the team great at Florida State. Even though I wasn't a starter, I still felt like I had a leadership role on that team, you know, when I was a freshman and things like that. So, you know, wherever I do go, I plan on going in and competing for the starting job. I'm definitely not going to go into the team thinking, oh, I'm just going to wait and do this and that. Obviously, I'll go in with whatever kind of role they have for me. But, you know, personally as a player, I definitely go in learning as much as I can and try to be a sponge and learn from the guys ahead of me, but at the same time, still compete for the job. We did a little bit of it. I think I answered that not long ago, and you know, it's not very complex. You know, it's more so just reading the end and also reading the big picture as far as that linebacker playing outside of him. So we did a little bit of it at Florida State. I don't think I have to be Colin Kaepernick. I don't have to be Russell Wilson. I can be E.J. Manuel. But I do see a lot of my abilities in those guys. I'm great friends with Russell Wilson. He's from Virginia as well. But I think, you know, when I saw those guys having success throughout the year, it gave me a lot more confidence going into the draft, knowing that kind of quarterback, as far as a guy that can run and throw, you know, not necessarily run first, but also throw the ball and can run, have that run threat. You know, it's more accepted now. You know, whereas 5-10 years ago, it really wasn't accepted. You definitely didn't want to act like you were going to run. You just wanted to sit in the pocket the whole time. So instead of now, it's more embraced as a quarterback.
I'm a good friend with Russell Wilson. Have you spoken to him in the last couple months?
I talked to him not long ago. I would say maybe 4 weeks ago, and you know, it wasn't anything extensive. Just, you know, congratulating him on his year, and then also he just gave me some advice moving forward to this. That's kind of a personal conversation. It was more so just being prepared for everything. Always understand that you're always being evaluated at everything you do.
Mark Jackson, Glendale State tackle, table 5. Jason Weaver, Southern Mississippi tackle, table 5. Mark Jackson, Jason
right.
Weaver, both table 5.
I think it is important. I feel like whatever team I go to, I think the coaches will understand the skill set that I have, and I think they'll fit whatever kind of offense to, you know, to whatever I do. They'll cater to whatever I do. I think that's why RG3, those young guys like Kaepernick and Russell Wilson, they had such success early on because the offense was more catered to what they succeeded at. And that, you know, as a quarterback or as any player, that makes it a lot easier for you. You know, you just go out there and you make plays and you make things happen. You go through your reads. So, you know, I think as far I can definitely sit in the pocket and throw the ball, but at the same time, like you said, I can also be a run threat, throwing the ball on the perimeter too. I would say first off, we had a unity council at Florida State, and that was something that Coach Bowden had kind of instituted, and I was the only freshman chosen to that. I think it was like 15 guys on the team, and I can just remember being chosen to it. Really wasn't expecting it. I think Coach Bowden just saw that leadership skill in me, maybe because I was a quarterback, but also just, you know, I just, you know, kind of led my guys as a young kid. We all lived together and things like that, so I would always make sure guys were trying to do or doing the right things off the field, away from the coaches and stuff like that.
Sunday guys,
you're
basically every practice.
Right.
Tell me some of the things you picked up playing against Xavier Rhodes, Carity, right. Warner. I mean, loaded.
Yeah, definitely.
What did you learn?
I think the biggest thing was just we're all good. You know, I think we have a great deal of talent at Florida State, and you know, the difference between the practices at FSU to the practices at the Senior Bowl, it weren't different at all. You know, the skill level, the talent level was for the most part the same. You know, I thought, you know, it wasn't a huge transition for me, and I think, you know, playing at Florida State really prepared me for that opportunity. So, you know, having great, you know, great talent on the other side of the ball definitely, you know, improved my game as well. Last night, I think I met informally with, I think, 8 or 9 teams. No, sir. Say again, sir. Right. Yes, sir. I talked to Christian Ponder last week. You know, him and I still keep in contact, and he's definitely somebody who I rely on and ask him a lot of questions. Also, Rodney Hudson. Who's another guy who's playing for Kansas City Chiefs right now, and both those guys gave me, and actually Marcus White as well. He played DN, and you know, they gave me great advice. Like I said earlier, just always realize that you're being evaluated at everything you do. And you know, it's an interview. It's nothing different than a job interview for anything else.
Do you remember being recruited by Chip Kelly?
Most definitely. Yeah, it was great. Coach Kelly is a great coach, first off, and also a great person off the field, and I really respected him for that. You know, obviously I went to Florida State to play for Coach Fisher, but, you know, one of the big deterrents from Oregon was that it was on the other side of the country. So maybe if I had been from California, I may have looked at those guys a little harder. But I definitely love the kind of offense that he had out at Oregon. I definitely watched their games, and I saw the success he had, and I'm happy that he's at Philadelphia now. So we'll see what happens.
A couple more guys.
No, sir, not yet. I did at the Senior Bowl, but not yet at the Combine. Right. It's been both. I would say I've only been here for one night, so I talked to 9 teams, and I would say half and half. You know, half the teams do, or half the teams definitely need a quarterback, and half the teams kind of, you know, we're speaking about as far as being, because I figured, you know, they already have good quarterbacks, so I'm sure they see me as a developmental guy. So, you know, I would say it's half and half right now. No, I haven't met with the Seahawks yet, but I did meet with them at the Senior Bowl. Yes, sir. I think for my dad mainly. I consider my dad my best friend. But, you know, I think I definitely get it from him. Just, you know, kind of always, you know, treat me like a young man, but at the same time still, you know, having that father, you know, that fatherly grasp on you, you know what I mean? So I think I get a lot of that from my parents. And, you know, just also being mature about, you know, because this is football. I mean, it's still a game, but at the same time, this is business as well, and you have to, you know, you have to handle it that way.
What's your dad do?
My dad is a hazardous material certifier for the U.S. military.
What's his name?
Eric Manuel, Sr. Yeah, Eric Jr., right?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.